praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and we're in the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 28. And let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless chapter 28 into our spirits, into the minds of our spirits, into Father God, we ask that you bless this chapter, chapter 28, that you anoint it, the reading of it, and any commentary that will come forth other than what I've already written down. And Lord, that you will bless it into the hearts and entrench it into the hearts of all the hearers. And Lord, that it'll give them the power to stand another day, because we're commanded to stand one day at a time. Don't even think about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of this. The evil of tomorrow will be sufficient enough, and it's sufficient evil today of this day for us. So Lord, quicken it into everyone's spirit, and just give us your spiritual blessings and benedictions in this. And we'll give you all the praise, the thanks, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go ahead.
Chapter 28, verse 1, King James Version. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan.
Boy, they did not want them to marry those girls. Then what else?
Commentary, verse 1. So Isaac called for Jacob, blessed him, and said, quote, Do not marry any of these Canaanite women.
And in the last chapter, that was the last thing that Rebecca said, is that she just can't stand these Canaanite women, and she'd be rather die than to have her son be married to one of them. And so here it goes into the next chapter saying the same thing. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 2. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence, of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Commentary, verse 2. Instead, go at once to Padan Aram, to the house of your grandfather, Bethuel, and marry one of your uncle Laban's daughters.
See, when you mentioned the different grandfather and the nephew and the brothers and all the different relatives like that, it seems more like family, doesn't it?
Yes.
Family. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 3 and 4. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people.
Now here it is, Isaac is adding to the blessings that he first gave Jacob when Jacob was deceiving him. He knows that he got deceived, and here he is now blessing him again. Isn't that something? An additional blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's obvious that the Lord used Rebekah to clue him in to the fact that Esau had sold his birthright to Jacob, and then reminded him of the time before they were even born, that God stated that the elder shall serve the younger. Amen?
Amen.
And so he's convinced, and now here he is blessing, giving him a second blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Did you ever think about it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there it is. Then what else? So Rebecca influenced him, I'm sure. And God. God and Rebecca together. Then the recollection of the whole thing from even before they were born. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 4. And give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Commentary, verse 3 and 4. May God Almighty bless you and give you many children, and may your descendants become a great assembly of nations! Exclamation mark. May God pass on to you and your descendants the blessing he promised to Abraham. May you own this land where we now are foreigners, for God gave it to Abraham. King James Version.
Abraham and his descendants, all right? Which means Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all their descendants. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 5. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Commentary, verse 5. So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram to stay with his uncle Laban, his mother's brother, the son of Bethuel the Aramean. King James Version, verse 6. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Paddan Aram, and Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife.
Okay, but his attempt to follow his father's instructions was in vain, because Ishmael, God was not working in Ishmael, only in Isaac and in Jacob. Amen?
Amen.
So he goes over there to marry another woman on top of the two women that he already had, the two Canaanite women. So he goes over to Ishmael to marry one of his. And it doesn't do him any good. It's a futile attempt to please his father. But God doesn't work in Ishmael. Amen?
Amen.
Pity. Then what?
Commentary, verse 6 through 9. Esau heard that his father blessed Jacob and sent him to Paddan Aram to find a wife, and that he had warned Jacob not to marry a Canaanite woman. He also knew that Jacob had obeyed his parents and gone to Paddan Aram. It was now very clear to Esau that his father despised the local Canaanite women. So he visited his uncle Ishmael's family and married one of Ishmael's daughters, in addition to the wives he already had. His new wife's name was Mahalath. She was the sister of Nebaioth and the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son.
Yeah. Ishmael was Abraham's son. Okay. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Commentary, Jacob's Dream at Bethel, verse 10. Meanwhile, Jacob left Beersheba and traveled toward Haran. King James Version, verse 11. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Commentary, verse 11. At sundown he arrived at a good place to set up camp and stopped there for the night. Jacob found a stone for a pillow and lay down to sleep. King James Version, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Commentary, verse 12 through 14. As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from earth to heaven, and he saw the angels of God going up and down on it. At the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and he said, quote, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather Abraham, and the God of your father Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I will give it to you and your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth! They will cover the land from east to west and from north to south. all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. King James Version, verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Commentary, verse 15 and 16. What's more, I will be with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. I will someday bring you safely back to this land. I will be with you constantly until I have finished giving you everything I have promised. Then Jacob woke up and said, quote, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. King James Version, verse 17.
It's unlikely that Jacob had ever heard the voice of God before this. And actually, the Lord was just fulfilling his promise to Abraham and to Isaac, because through Jacob, this is the first time Jacob ever heard the voice of God. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 17. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place!
And he, like, in other words, whenever I had a vision of the Lord, I never thought that the place that I received the vision was dreadful. It just never even occurred to me to make a memorial to any place where I ever received visions, because I've received them several different places. But he thought that, oh my God, this must be the house of God right here on this earth, you know. That's how ignorant he was to God's ways. Right, then what?
This is none other but the house of God.
Yeah, see, but I also was ignorant of the ways of the Lord. But for some reason, I just never thought. I never thought to give any credence to where I received it. I thought, this is definitely, this happened here and this happened here and so on and so forth. And all the other visions, I remember where I had them, but it just never occurred to me to memorialize them. Okay, then what? Because the Lord talks to me, you know, when I'm walking down the street, too. And I'm not going to memorialize the street. So, no, this is the New Testament, and the Lord lives in us all the time, you know. Okay, then what?
This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Commentary, verse 17. He was afraid and said, What an awesome place this is! It is none other than the house of God, the gateway to heaven! King James Version, verse 18. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first.
L-U-Z. Okay. When the something is, you don't know exactly, people can't picture what it is if they don't read. It's good to spell those kind of words, L-U-Z. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 18 and 19. The next morning he got up very early. He took the stone he had used as a pillow and set it upright as a memorial pillar. Then he poured olive oil over it.
Right, the reason I say oil is because they always use olive oil. Amen?
Amen.
Anytime it mentions oil, it's olive oil. Where they anoint, later on, where they start anointing people with the oil. All right, then what?
He named the place Bethel, quote, house of God, end quote. Though the name of the nearby village was Luz, L-U-Z.
Right.
King James Version, verse 20 and 21. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God.
Do the next one too.
And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Commentary, verse 20 through 22. Then Jacob made this vow, quote, if God will be with me and protect me on this journey, and give me food and clothing, and if he will bring me back safely to my father, then I will make the Lord my God. This memorial pillar will become a place for worshiping God, and I will give God a tenth of everything he gives me.
All right, now this is the last verse of chapter 28, and so now here's some commentary.
28, verse 1. Isaac added to the blessing Jacob had received by guile. God convinced him, and I'm sure he used Rebekah to persuade him.
Of all the different things I told you before. Then what else?
28, verse 2.
That Jacob really was the one who was to receive the blessing, and that Esau had sold his birthright, and reminded that the Lord had stated that the younger, or the elder, shall serve the younger. Okay, so those are three absolute truths of that Jacob should have received the blessing, and that there was no need to use guile or guise as some kind of a disguise as he did, and sell him the stew for the birthright and all these other deceptive things that he did. All right, then what?
28, verse 2. Padan Aram, the quote, field. Okay, PADAN-ARAM.
Amazon Mary. Okay, then what?
The, quote, field, end quote, or, quote, plain, end quote, of Aram, the homeland of the Aramaeans, whose language, Aramaic, was destined to become the dominant language of the Middle and Near East. 28, verse 3. God Almighty. Chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. In chapter 28, verse 4, and chapter 12, verse 2 through 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Commentary. Syrian is the Greek translation of, quote, Aramaean, end quote. 28, verse 9. Esau's endeavor is futile, for God is not working through Ishmael.
Right. When Esau went to Ishmael to receive his daughter as his wife, it was a futile event for him to do, a thing for him to do, because Ishmael was nothing. Amen?
Amen.
He's not the child of the promise. God was not working through Ishmael at all. Okay, then what?
28, verse 10 through 22. Jacob's dream emphasizes God's initiating transfer of power as he assures him he is the Lord of the past, present, and future. Jacob was the third generation to receive the promises of the Abrahamic covenant, not because he was so righteous, but because of God's call and faithfulness to Abraham. Since Jacob had probably never heard God's voice before, the Lord identified himself by his prior relationship with Abraham and Isaac.
Identification was, I dealt with your father, your grandfather and your father. And now I'm dealing with you. Okay? That's a good identification, right?
Yes.
All right, then what else? He heard God's voice. Just like I have many times and all the time. Right, then what else?
28, verse 16 through 18. Jacob associated God with the place where he had the dream. He memorialized it with the stone at his head and consecrated it with olive oil. 28, verse 20 through 21. Jacob was endeavoring to grasp the promise and to adopt the Lord as his God by formalizing a relationship such as the one his father had enjoyed. His words are neither cynical or a bribe.
Or he was not bribing God. Okay, then what else?
28, verse 22. A tenth to God, the tithe, though found...
One-tenth of everything you have to God, is what I mean. Okay, then what else? Which is a tithe. An Old Testament tithe. In the New Testament, we're to give our lives, everything, all of our heart, soul, mind, strength, and all that we have. It's in the book of Acts tells how they sold everything that they had and gave it to the apostles, and they gave it out as there was need. Amen?
Amen.
So that's New Testament. Then what else?
A tenth to God, the tithe, though found in the later law of Moses, originated with the earlier patriarchs.
Yeah, it didn't start with the law of Moses. It started with the ancients, the early patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then what?
Abraham, chapter 14, verse 18 through 20, and Jacob. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And Jacob. Therefore the tithe is part of the Abrahamic covenant of power, not only or merely of the law of Moses.
And I say power because the Lord tells us in His Word that we will receive power if we keep His commandments, and because He gives the Holy Spirit to those that keep His commandments, not to anyone else. Okay, and so that's one of the things that we have to do. We have to keep all of His commandments, but in order to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we need to tithe, amen, to give ourselves unto the Lord as a sacrifice, and it's our reasonable duty, amen?
Amen.
To give ourselves, because He gave His self for us and for everyone in the world. All right, then what?
Therefore, the tithe is part of the Abrahamic covenant of power, not only or merely of the law of Moses. The New Testament law...
No, it's not merely the law of Moses, because it happened before the law ever came into existence. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
The New Testament law is we give our lives and our all to the Lord.
Amen. This is Tony Alamo, and you've just heard the 28th chapter of the book of Genesis. And Lord willing, I'll be doing chapter 29 this evening. And until then, keep looking up, and may God richly bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord bless.